I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is not a sacrifice repeated. This is a reminder of the once for all sacrifice that was made on our behalf. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken on the cross for our sins. We have juice that reminds us of his blood poured out on the cross to wash sinners clean. Everyone who would come to him and say, I'm a sinner, you're the Savior, I need to be rescued. If that's you this morning, simply cry out to him and say, God, I'm a sinner, I can't fix that. I'm broken, I can't fix me. Would you apply the blood of Jesus to my life? Would you make me new from the inside? Would you send your Holy Spirit to change my heart, to give me a new heart, new desires? Make me new inside. I want to be yours. I want to enter in through the veil into your very presence, not on my own merit, but through the once for all shed blood of Jesus that makes a way. We'll serve you bread and juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, take that. Hold bread in your hands. Reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll give him thanks and receive that together. Jesus, we thank you. We come to you because you are a mediator of a better covenant, not the letter that brings death, but you bring the Holy Spirit who brings life. You laid down your life for us so we could live and enjoy your presence forever and enter in to intimate relationship with you and with your Father. With the Holy Spirit living inside, thank you for the good news that sets us free, that makes us new. We receive a good gift from your hand and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood, the blood of the new covenant that sets us free, that makes us new. Drink.